I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Michael K is on the radio today, and he ain't afraid to say what he's thinking.
It's the Michael K Show.
Michael K is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K Show. We thank you for joining us on this Thursday, March 21st, 2024. Michael, Don, Peter with you until 6:30. A lot of stuff to do. The NCAA tournament has begun, and it's not quite over yet, but we're on the precipice of an upset. Is it over?
Yeah, it's done.
All right, so let me start out with the tournament update brought to you by Schweppes. Duquesne has defeated BYU, or if you choose, Duquesne BYU. So a little bit of an upset. The 11 seed beats a 6, and we are off and rolling, off and rolling. Yeah.
And Wagner's hanging in, tied at 13 early.
There you go.
Creighton has a nice lead over Akron. Arizona leading Long Beach State by 6 at halftime. Long Beach State with the fired head coach. Michigan State leading Mississippi. Mm. Oh, they beat them by 18. So Michigan State, always a great, great tournament team. A lot of people questioned why they were in, but they do advance, and they beat Michigan State. So they beat Mississippi State, I'm sorry. That was the tournament update presented by Schweppes. Schweppes offers above-the-rim refreshment and is proud to sponsor the Big East Conference. Enjoy the madness and take a break from the hoops action with a Schweppes seltzer or Schweppes ginger ale. Now, we're going to start off with something that just doesn't pass the smell test. It came down in the 5 o'clock hour yesterday. And I'm sorry, the more information that is coming out, the more confusing it's getting. So we're talking about the Ohtani situation.
Sure are.
So let's just lay the stuff out that just it doesn't measure up to reality. So his longtime interpreter, name is Ipe Mizuhara. He is being alleged to have stolen $4.5 million from Ohtani to pay off gambling debts with an illegal bookie. Now, in California, there is no FanDuel. There is no MGM.
Right.
There's none of that. There's no DraftKings. There's no legalized gambling in California.
Hmm.
That's why bookies exist in California. So here's where it gets weird for me, because I can't make sense of it. So Ohtani's people, his spokespeople, make the interpreter available for an interview with ESPN. The interpreter, in a 90-minute interview, on the record, tells his story that he's a terrible gambler, doesn't bet baseball, and that Ohtani, out of the goodness of his heart, paid off his debt. Now, it was Ohtani who wired funds to the bookie. Now, well, one thing that is very clear in this, if this is in fact the case, Ohtani's not too bright. He's actually doing wire transfers to an illegal bookie. Not smart. So that's the story that Ippy tells. Then, when it's getting ready to be published, Ohtani's people say, no, that's not true what he said. Now, they're the ones who made him available, the ESPN, to tell the story.
Right.
They say instead that he stole the $4.5 million from Ohtani and paid off the debt. And here's what makes it even more curious, Don and Peter. So the first game in Seoul, South Korea, about an hour after, before it breaks in the ninth inning of the game, Ohtani and Ippi are in the dugout laughing. Now, at this point, Ohtani had to know that this guy stole $4.5 million for him, and he's laughing with him? None of it makes sense. Whoa. None of it. Because I don't know if anybody out there, within the sound of our voices, knows exactly how difficult it is to transfer money by wire. They check. They call you back. How does this guy have access to Ohtani's $4.5 million, and he's able to access it and transfer by wire to this illegal bookie with Ohtani's name at the end of it? It's almost impossible to do, guys.
Well, when I first heard the story yesterday, this broke while we were on the air, and I think we all kind of agreed, all right, this is probably a case of Ohtani just trusts this guy explicitly, doesn't care about anything, trusts this guy, he has access to his accounts, stole all this money to gamble on. And Ohtani's probably just ignorant to the situation, kind of like my deal with Nancy. But if he's wiring him money, Michael, then he obviously has access to his accounts. He sees what's coming and going. I mean, if he's got the ability to go wire him money, he's not completely oblivious to his finances, right?
Yeah.
And you're hearing through the statement, you know, money was loaned. That's always a kind of a weird situation. Hearing all of this, doesn't it feel like Greg Anderson and Barry Bonds again?
Yeah.
That's what it kind of reminded me of. Like, is this guy going to take the fall for what Ohtani has done? The way Greg Anderson took the fall for Barry Bonds. And we all look like, why is Anderson literally going to jail for Barry Bonds? Like, is this going to end up being a similar situation? Where Ohtani's more involved than we think, but is this guy going to end up taking the fall?
Now, here's the thing that bothers me. Major League Baseball said it has no plans to investigate Ohtani. Are you kidding me?
Because how do you? I mean, because they're killing themselves. I mean, we always talked about, like, what if there was a major scandal around, like, you know, Derek Jeter back in the day or LeBron James in the NBA? I mean, what kind of appetite would they have to suspend this guy for any length of time?
Well,
it's the face of baseball.
You can't be hypocritical, though.
I agree.
Something this bad. I think that they're not investigating him, and this is just my personal opinion, because they're afraid of what they'll find. But they are not in the clear, Major League Baseball or Ohtani, because the FBI is investigating.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI doesn't care Ohtani's the face of baseball, one of the most famous people in the world. They don't care. So how does this smell right? It doesn't.
Does not.
None of it makes sense. None of it makes sense. And the initial interview with ESPN, what Mizuhara said was that Ohtani wired the funds to the illegal bookie because he did not want to give the money to Mizuhara because he felt that he would gamble it away. Well, why are you not disassociating with yourself from this guy if he's such an inveterate gambler like that to lose $4.5 million?
I mean, you're laughing it up with him while all this is going on?
Yeah. And then, I'm sorry, he got carte blanche with the Angels, and it's the same thing happening with the Dodgers. They tried to talk to him after the game today. They had two Dodger people standing by his locker, refused to have anybody talk to him, refused to have him answer any questions. He's allowed to get away with that because he is bigger than anybody in baseball. Well, at some point, you're going to have to answer some questions, young man. This is not going to go away. This is not going to go away, and you can only imagine if Mizuhara is actually taking the hit for Ohtani, the money that must be being paid to him under the table, to go, because he's going to go to jail. Because it's not as if, well, he gambled with an illegal bookie, he'll turn state's evidence, whatever, and he'll get off with a slap on the wrist. No, no. Ohtani's lawyers are claiming that he stole $4.5 million. That sends you to jail.
Right. And that's why
Major League Baseball not all over this. There now, you could say, well, they did it to Pete Rose. Pete Rose's usefulness to Major League Baseball was done by then.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't the hit king at that point.
No, he was a manager.
This guy is the biggest name in baseball and one of the biggest names in sports, one of the biggest names in the world. And I think they're afraid of what they're going to find out because Rob Manfred is a really smart guy and a lawyer, and he's the guy who spearheaded the whole A-Rod investigation. He knows his way around investigations. How is he not putting a team on this to find out exactly Ohtani's involvement? The Dodgers today, there's nothing for us to say. The president of the team, the GM of the team, we have nothing to say. You have nothing to say?
Really? Well, not surprised.
So is the court of public opinion, has it rapidly changed already to a, this is likely Ohtani, the one who's in the wrong situation?
I think that people are somewhat...
dubious?
They're dubious. It just like we're opening with this, it doesn't make sense.
No, yeah, it doesn't pass the smell test, as Michael said earlier. Like, something doesn't fit here. Now, Michael's absolutely right. He's not just going to go to jail for gambling. Where did he get all this money? So in order to get Ohtani off, it's going to have to be claimed that he stole this money. So then he's going to go to jail a lot longer than just a slap on the wrist, because it's not just, you know, violating, you know, gambling laws in California. Where did he come up with his money? And did he steal it? And if he didn't steal it, then did Ohtani give it to him? Why did Ohtani give it to him? Was he betting through this guy?
Well, then of course, Don, and then that doesn't even get us to the betting on baseball conversation.
Well, I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's the one thing they've assiduously avoided. They said, well, he never bet on... If you're
really
an inveterate gambler, what's the thing you fall back on if you're in a big hole? The thing you know the best.
Right.
So you don't think that this guy bet on baseball?
Now,
right. Is that inside information?
Now, it's possible that he didn't. So we'll see where that ends up going, because then that opens up a whole other Pandora's box.
But think about this, Don. This guy is obviously a bad gambler. He's desperate. He's gotten himself into a huge hole. And all of a sudden, he's going to find religion and not bet on baseball. Nothing else has mattered. And I love that one of the things he said in the initial interview, I didn't know it was illegal. Really? You didn't know it was illegal to bet with an illegal bookie? You didn't know.
I mean, just everybody loves to plead ignorance when it comes to that. Now, Major League Baseball, as you said, has no appetite to investigate, because what do you do? If you investigate, oh, we found nothing, well, the FBI is going to investigate. So if they found something, then you've been caught at hiding it. You know, so they might as well just let the FBI do their bidding, right? Because the FBI is going to do a more thorough investigation, and Major League Baseball can't do an investigation and say, we didn't find anything, and then the FBI finds all this stuff. So you might as well just lay out and let the FBI find what they find.
And just basically
hold your breath and pray that they find out that Ohtani wasn't directly involved.
And this is not an isolated story, I hate to say, but gambling, legal gambling, is so prevalent now, it's going to bring down somebody big that you have no idea that person would gamble. It's going to do it. You could see the wild swing in the lines for Temple University in 3 games. These are things that are going to happen. It's going to happen in college, where you could turn a kid's head with millions of dollars, or even hundreds of thousands of dollars, or even tens of thousands of dollars, and have them throw a game. There's so much gambling out there. And listen, all three of us, we advertise different gambling sites. All three of us do. That's what keeps sports radio afloat. But there's going to be a dark side to this. And the dark side is, A, people are going to get themselves in the debt. And when people get themselves in the debt, even if it's a professional athlete,
right,
that's when they turn to doing nefarious things.
Or you can spin it the other way and say, maybe none of this would have happened if there were legal apps in California. Because then he wouldn't be going through a bookie. Now, obviously, he wouldn't be betting that kind of sums of money. Maybe he still would have done it anyway. But isn't this supposed to be why we're allowing gambling to be legal, is to get out all the illegal stuff?
No.
That at least it can be vetted, at least it can be controlled, to where somebody can't get in this much debt because of the fact that they can follow it on an app and it's not, you know, gangster-related and illegally done, where, you know, they're breaking your legs if you don't pay?
Well, there are guardrails on every single app.
Right.
But there are illegal bookies in New York. There are illegal bookies in every... Because you know what an illegal bookie gives you? Non-taxable income. So if you fall into a big hole on an app, you just switch your stuff to an illegal book. What the apps are doing is making people gamble more, where they could fall
right
into holes.
Well, then that's your fault. You know, obviously, there's a difference between legal and illegal, right? So, I mean, you're right. Maybe this would have happened anyway if gambling was legal in California. Because, as you said, he would eventually tapped out on all of the different apps and have to go in a different route. But you can also spin it the other way and go, well, he was gambling in California, and this was the only way he was able to do it.
Now, I want everybody to consider one thing, because we're not piling on Ohtani. But there are things in this that you'd ask yourself, is this guy a functional person with a brain? He's with this guy 24-7. 24-7. That's not hyperbole. He was with him 24-7. And didn't know the guy was an inveterate gambler. Didn't know that the guy ran up a $4.5 million tab. Didn't know the guy stole $4.5 million from him. Was joking with the guy an hour before the Dodgers fired him because of the information that they had. How clueless can Ohtani be? And also, if you think about how this guy covers his tracks, he kept the fact that he was married a secret until they were leaving for Seoul, Korea. He's so private, and now he's letting an interpreter that looks like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo steal $4.5 million and get access to his wire transfer? He's not that dumb. I'm sorry, he's not.
Right, so if we're taking that off the table, that he's not that dumb, correct me if I'm wrong, there can only be two things to play here. He was enabling his best friend's gambling habit and financing it. Or he was betting his own stuff through this guy. Those are the two things. That he was supporting his best friend's gambling habit, which is clearly on the table, and you hope that that's the case, that they were so close. It's like, hey, you got a problem, but I'll keep giving you money, man. Hopefully you'll be able to get out of this, but I've got your back. Or, I can't bet on this stuff. Here, you bet on it. Here's the money to do it. And, oh, by the way, if you ever get caught, you take the fall.
This guy does everything for Ohtani.
Right.
He's the one who goes out and plays catch with him. He's the one, when they change a pitcher, he comes out of the dugout with the iPad to go over the scouting report on the guy on the mound. He's the guy that you talk to talk to Ohtani, even if you work for the Angels or the Dodgers. Not like Dave Roberts goes up to Ohtani. Everything goes through this guy. He's the guy who tells Ohtani when to eat. He's the guy who drives Ohtani to the ballpark. He is connected at the hip with Ohtani. Now, Tisha Thompson is the one who is he's an investigative reporter for ESPN, and she talked today about her conversation with Mizuhara, which now has been recanted by Ohtani's people. Here's Tisha.
I connected with Mizuhara. We got on the phone. It was a couple of hours before the season opener in Korea last night. And he and I spoke for about 90 minutes. And he said they were his gambling debts and that he had asked Ohtani to help him when he got too far in a hole. We've been told by sourcing it was upwards of $4.5 million, at least $4.5 million. He said he watched as Ohtani logged onto his computer and then did what Mizuhara instructed him to do in directing those wire transfers to pay off his gaming debts.
Okay, so that, again, has Ohtani either have a God complex where he's untouchable or he's really dumb. He is a wire transfer to an illegal bookie. I mean, talk about a paper trail. That is a literal paper trail and a trail digitally as well. What are you doing? How dumb can you be? Now, Tisha then was on with Greeny today, and she said that then Mizuhara told her yesterday that he lied about Ohtani's involvement.
I start making a lot of phone calls. Our people start making a lot of phone calls at ESPN. And, of course, one of the people I call is Mizuhara, who I say to him, did you lie to me last night? And he says, yes. And I said, did Ohtani know about your gambling debts? And he tells me through a series of questions that I ask him, no, Ohtani didn't know about the debts, and no, Ohtani did not pay them back. But Ohtani's name is on those bank wire transfers.
Talk about allegiance. I don't think Jody has this allegiance to me. If he's covering for Ohtani, he just admitted to stealing $4.5 million of his money, and he's going to jail.
Wait, it doesn't matter if they pursue criminal or not. It would automatically be criminal?
Yeah. Because Ohtani's lawyers protecting Ohtani said he stole from us. So why did Mizuhara, who was actually connected to ESPN from Ohtani's people, lie. How does that serve him? No, here's what I think happened. Again, we're just spitballing here. He told the truth that Ohtani transferred the money. And then Ohtani's people started to say, you know what? That's not good. That's going to get Shohei. He's going to get suspended. You can't transfer money to an illegal bookie. Then they changed their story. It sounds like the Three Stooges are running this.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's Jeff Passan. He was on McAfee. And he said that the story from MLB is that Ohtani is a victim of a crime.
At the same time, Major League Baseball has had a case in the past where there was gambling from a player, Jared Kosart, with an illegal bookmaker, and he wound up getting a fine for it. Okay. Now, if you gamble on baseball, it is a completely different story. But the idea that because you participate in gambling with an illegal bookmaker, that there's going to be some sort of suspension, you know, I see that out there plenty, like, you know, Ohtani's going to be suspended, Ohtani this, Ohtani that. Like, let's look at it like this right now. As the story that they're telling goes, Shohei Ohtani was the victim of an alleged crime. Like, that is the story that they are telling right now. Yeah. Allegedly, his friend, his confidant, stole at least $4.5 million from him and used it to cover his gambling.
It is a story everybody, I'm sure, will be talking about it on this show for months. This is just scratching the surface. We don't even know what's going on. All we know is that it doesn't pass the smell test.
But the FBI is involved. This isn't the NCAA. This isn't Major League Baseball. This isn't a team. That the FBI gets involved, Michael, they're going to find out everything they need to know.
Is there a version of this playing out that involves Ohtani not playing baseball here anymore?
If he's the one that was gambling, and if he was gambling on baseball, he'll never play again. And I'm going to tell you what, I think this will shock everybody. If he gambled on baseball, and if he gambled illegally, he shouldn't play baseball again. I don't care how big he is. I don't care that he's a modern day Babe Ruth. He screwed up in a big way. He ruined his life because he couldn't control himself. He has been idolized and lionized every single moment since he's been an adult. And probably has a God complex that nobody can touch him.
Now, when you talk about ignorance, right? That nobody could be that stupid or whatever. Can the ignorance be understood if it was just a case of Ohtani believing nothing was really that wrong because it didn't involve baseball? So, yeah, my buddy's got a gambling problem. I'm funding his gambling issue, but he wasn't gambling on baseball, so I'm good.
Well, I guess he can rationalize that in a moment of quietude. I'm not sure. But
I don't know. Does that ignorance pass the smell test to you?
No. Because the fact that he didn't, we were just talking about Ippy now, not Shohei. The fact that he is in such heavy debt, $4.5 million, right? And he knows exactly who's injured on the Angels. He knows in-depth scouting reports on everybody that the Angels play. He never resorted to gambling on baseball to get out of the hole.
No.
Now, again, does that pass the smell test? If you're a degenerate gambler, people gamble away their family's inheritance, their life insurance. They lose their homes. This guy, the line I draw, not gambling on baseball.
Well, but it is a relevant enough line where it could be like, hey, I do know that if I bet on baseball, I could be risking Shohei's career.
But you're making a rational line.
Yeah, this is a guy who's not rational. You're acting as if those who have a severe gambling addiction or any addiction, anything, don't have any line. You could have a severe addiction and still have a line you don't cross. I mean, there are drug addicts out there who are just not putting a needle in their arm. It's just not going to happen. They will do every other drug there is. So there is a world, Don, you hear me, where this guy was obsessed with gambling, but he knew, I cannot place a baseball bet, I won't. That is possible.
That's where I'm talking about Ohtani's ignorance. Was Ohtani just funding this, realizing, well, listen, as long as you don't bet on baseball, I got your back. Don't bet on baseball. Now, I don't think there's a gambler out there that didn't know the association. So if they know he's associated with Ohtani, they can let him run up the bill, knowing that maybe eventually Ohtani would bail him out. And maybe the reason Ohtani bailed him out is knowing that if I don't bail him out, maybe the way he'll try to get out of this debt is start betting on things he knows, like baseball. So maybe Ohtani
get his legs broken.
But maybe Ohtani, I don't know what the phone call was. Like, listen, these guys are going to break my legs. They're going to kill me. Or they're going to be asking me information about your games if I don't pay them this money, and then Ohtani pays them the money.
And you know what Ohtani should have done at that point? Ippy comes to him and says, I'm in a $4.5 million hole. Ohtani then has to go to Major League Baseball. My friend's in trouble. I want to pay his debt. You don't go on a computer in front of the guy, now they're saying that the guy stole the money from him. I'd like to know how he has all the numbers and how they got back to Ohtani. Again, it's not easy to do a wire transfer. I have paid bills on a wire transfer, and it's very complicated. So Ohtani's first move when he finds out this guy's in trouble is to go to Major League Baseball and say, what should I do? Again, but, are we dealing with a God complex that doesn't think he could be touched because he's a great Shohei Ohtani?
Or he just felt like, listen, it'll be over. You know, I'll pay this over, and then nobody has to know anything about it.
Well, then it comes back to him not being that bright.
Well,
a wire transfer with the name attached?
Right. He probably thought it was going to be over. I'll pay this off. We'll be done. And he's probably promising, listen, I'll never make another bet. Ohtani, please, just help me out here, man. It's not smart, but in a moment, it's not like you get like much time to think about this stuff, right? You get a desperate call in the middle of the night. Listen, I need $4.5 million. These guys are going to break my legs or kill me. Wire me the money within the next hour, or I'm dead. Do you have time to think about calling Major League Baseball, or do you want to just bail your buddy out?
Again, smart people have time to make that phone call.
Right.
To agents, to your representatives, to the Angels, to the Dodgers. And again, smell test. All I keep saying is smell test. The guy stole $4.5 million from him. Ohtani had a no, right? He had a no in the ninth inning yesterday, and he was joking with him in the dugout.
Yeah, I don't think anything was stolen. I think Ohtani was funding. At the very minimum. I'm not saying he was placing bets through this guy, but I believe he was funding his friend's addiction.
Yeah, the guy wasn't ripping him off. That kind of seems off the table.
And then we got trouble in Sioux City because of this. He can't be paying off an illegal bookie. He's going to get suspended. That's why they changed the story. If the story is, the initial story, that Ohtani wired $4.5 million to this illegal bookie, he's going to get suspended. I don't know if he's going to get suspended for life. He'll get suspended. And the fact that Major League Baseball is not looking into it, stop yourselves. You're embarrassing yourselves. There should be a what's worse for baseball? What's worse for baseball? This or Alex Rodriguez taking steroids?
I'll tell you what. I've got a big question to ask you when we get back.
All right. Hey, it's Michael K. I love when I get to talk about my friends at PC Richard & Son. It's a local company, family-owned. I trust them for my appliances, TVs, electronics, and a good night's sleep, too. Their experts use a four-step mattress fitting process to find you the right pillow, the right comfort, the right technology, and the right adjustable base so that your new bed fits you perfectly. They guarantee it. And free in-home delivery on all mattresses, $199 and up. So do what I did. Get to PC Richard & Son, the local company you can trust for your new mattress. Well, London Jewelers is hosting their annual wedding band event from Thursday, April 4th through Sunday, April 7th. All wedding bands are 20% off. Brand exclusions may apply. The 2 by London wedding band collection has something for every style and budget. Come in or call for an appointment at any of their locations. Americana Manhasset, Wheatley Plaza, Glen Cove, East Hampton, Southampton, Westfield World Trade Center, and the Mall at Short Hills, where you can enter for a chance to win an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night home, a 4-night honeymoon for two at any Sandals resort. The best deals are at London Jewelers from April 4th through the 7th.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
This portion of the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle. Visit Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. Don, you said you had a question.
Yeah, let's say they do an investigation and he gets a year suspension, Ohtani. You know, right. Something fairly significant. With maybe a review board after the year to determine whether he'd be reinstated. If you're the Dodgers and you got an out, would you try to get out of the contract, or would you just take the year?
Take the year, because you'll get him back as a pitcher, too.
But you'd be talking about a tainted player.
Yeah.
For sure.
He'd still be a great player.
No, listen, I know. So I would probably do the same thing, but you wonder... Now, how's this going to go down? This ends up being a Pete Rose thing. And I don't know if Pete Rose would have been a Pete Rose thing today.
It'd be hypocritical today.
Yeah. But
here's another thing that we didn't even consider. He's dealing with an illegal bookie, right?
Mm-hmm.
What bookie would allow a guy to get $4.5 million in the hole unless he knew that Ohtani was funding it?
Exactly.
The guy had to be telling, yeah, I'm Ohtani's guy. There's no way a bookie lets you get that deep in the hole.
Well, we don't know where the relationship with the bookie is at that point. They may have already gone back and forth with millions and millions of dollars. Mm. You know,
they clearly knew, guys, he had money. Now, maybe they didn't know where it was coming from, but based on the size of his bets, they must have felt pretty comfortable that he had money to bet. But if they knew that he was associated with Ohtani, which isn't very difficult to find out, then they probably figured, well, if ever push comes to shove, man, if he doesn't have the money, we know Ohtani does.
There's so many layers to this. The people involved are either idiots or really nefarious and terrible, terrible people.
And the reason this is, and even if Ohtani didn't bet on baseball, the reason you don't want to be associated with gamblers is the same thing with Pete Rose. Even when he was, like, forget about the fact that he was betting on baseball for his team to win and how that can, like, hurt long-term and all that. It's the idea that if I'm associated with illegal gambling, who's to stop these guys from saying, listen, the $4.5 million, forget about it. We'll take care of it. Just make sure the Dodgers lose the next time you pitch. Or the next time you play, make sure you go 0-for-4 with 4 strikeout. You make sure the Dodgers lose the next 3 games. Something to that effect. That's what you're trying to avoid, having your players associated with known gamblers. Because if you do get in debt, what might they ask you to do? Well, will they threaten your family and say, listen, we're gonna kill you or remember your family unless the Dodgers lose, and we'll absolve the 4.5. So that's why you don't want association with gamblers, period.
It's weird. There's so many weird things about this, but baseball, no, the old Don line, I'm good. They're not going to look into it. They spent millions of dollars, I mean millions of dollars, tracking down Alex Rodriguez and to prove that he was a bad guy. Millions. And he was one of the big stars in the sport, Don. But they're not even going to look into this. No, we're good. When everybody, any dime store detective would say, these pieces don't fit, man.
Well, the only thing that I can think of now, Michael, is if you know the FBI is getting involved, why would you bother even having your investigation?
I guess.
Because
how about optically? Well, we're not going to look into it. He's the victim of a crime. Right. Well, maybe optically. He's in the middle of a crime syndicate.
All right, but optically. All right, so let's say they do an investigation and they give you what they found. and then the FBI does an investigation and finds more. But then it's going to look like baseball covered things up. So you might as well just get in cooperation with the FBI and just have them do the investigation. Because then you'll know it'll be way more thorough, because they'll have a lot more access. You'd try to get the FBI involved if you were doing your own investigation and really wanting to find out the truth, right? So maybe it just feels like, why get involved? It'd be redundant. And if anything, they'd find more and we'd look bad if we didn't find as much as the FBI did. So just let them do it.
Also, the fact that this guy doesn't talk, he's a regular player. Aaron Judge talks every day. Derek Jeter spoke every day. I don't know what's going on in SoCal where, I mean, there are fine reporters, but let him come to the Yankees and let the Yankees say he's only talking once a week and see how they would deal with Joel Sherman or the former New York Times writer, Murray. It wouldn't be allowed. They go crazy. This is he should not be above what every other player has to do. It's like this, you know, this man of secrecy. Well, maybe there's more secrets. Maybe he didn't want to talk because there's a lot of secrets. Let's go to Mark in Southern California to start it off. Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing? There's two things about this. One, it does MLB looks extremely bad because of the Pete Rose effect. They look like total hypocrites. The other thing, all four of us have something in common. We're all four married. Once she got married, she is an educated woman. She has to something that we all four wives had access to, what's going on with our bank account now. And she saw $4.5 million. Oh, no, that's an educated woman. You going to fix this. And he has no way, you know what, he can walk in the door at his home every night and not hear her say, are you fixing this? And at a point, it comes a point, you're going to have to get ahead of it. Because she like our wives, what do they call? The better half. She ain't stupid. That's the other layer to this. So she knows. And you're not going to embarrass your wife. And that's just something, if you really love your wife, you're not going to embarrass her. I'm only speaking 29 years of marriage.
Mark, here's my point. This wasn't because his wife, this is, the FBI is investigating this illegal bookie. And they see wire transfers from Shohei Ohtani of 4.5. This, his wife had nothing to do with this. Nothing. This thing is still swept under the rug if the FBI is not investigating the illegal bookie that they arrested. Let's go to Ken in Connecticut.
Hey, what's up, guys? Have a hand on Ohtani point, but just real quick. So I worked for a major operator in the industry for 7 years. And when I started, it was just fantasy. So I was there for like the advent of sports betting. And it made me feel kind of gross. Like that was one of the reasons why I actually had to leave it, because I saw what it was doing to people. So even with all the safeguards, like it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, bad things can't happen. So I just wanted to get that point out there.
Well, one thing though, Ken, nobody would be allowed to ring up $4.5 million in debt on an app.
Right.
No, they wouldn't allow it. You have to show that you have the money.
No, they would not. Absolutely. But just as for Ohtani, like, you know when something's not right, when it doesn't feel right. Like, if you're wiring $500K a pop or whatever it is, you know, whatever it comes out, like, that's a red flag. Like, we've all wanted to help our friends. Like, we've all needed to help ourselves, maybe. But, you know, now he's actually paid for that financially. And maybe with his career, if MLB actually does its job and you find something, and obviously in cooperation with the FBI.
Well, it's so weird. I mean, I have wired $25,000 to somebody, right? Not on a gambling debt, something else.
Right.
And the bank calls you three times before they put the thing through. They ask you questions. Where's this going? They have security questions that they ask you. It's just not that easy.
No.
For this guy to have the and one of the big rumors always about Michael Jordan was he went and played baseball because they swept under the gambling thing under the rug. David Stern denied it over and over again. Mm-hmm. Jordan has obviously denied it, so we'll just assume that it's not true. strange that the greatest player of all time left for 2 years to go play minor league baseball with the Chicago White Sox. Strange, but it did happen. All I want to know, so are we picking the good guys and the bad guys? So if Alex Rodriguez had this same story where he's paying off his assistant's gambling debts, you think they would just say, we're good, we're not going to investigate him? So you're just investigating the people that you think are sacrosanct to the sport? Let me tell you what. If Ohtani is guilty of this, the sport will survive. It will survive just fine. You can't have somebody who's in this nefarious world of gambling. You can't let him just get away with it. And you've got to at least investigate it. I guarantee you, if it was A-Rod, they'd have people at his house commandeering his computer. Not just the FBI. So, okay, we don't like Alex, so we're going to really go after him. But Ohtani, you know, everybody's favorite. Yeah, we're good. It doesn't make sense.
Well, because they looked at Alex as a pariah and somebody that could bring down baseball because of his association with steroids. They were afraid that steroids and PEDs were going to bring this game down. And baseball is a much better place back then, Michael, than it is right now. They're hoping Ohtani's going to help the popularity of the sport, grow the sport. They felt like if they looked the other way with A-Rod, it would hurt their business.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll tell you this. I'm not for performance-enhancing drugs. I've made that very, very clear. And Alex made mistakes. This is way worse.
Oh, I agree.
Way worse.
This
is how games get thrown. This is how you take away the sanctity of baseball where you know that the results are legitimate. This is way worse. Way worse than taking a roid to make you stronger or make you work out more. Way worse.
Well, but this is kind of comparable to looking the other way during McGuire and Sosa. Those guys were saving the sport at the time. Nobody had any appetite to investigate why all these home runs were flying out because it was helping the sport. And it's kind of the same thing now. Ohtani is helping the sport. Do they really want to find something to kick him out of it when they're asking him to save it?
Amazing. Just an amazing story. When it hit yesterday, we all agreed, wow, this doesn't really seem normal.
But I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt, Michael, right? I mean, I didn't have any reason to think that Ohtani was, like, knee-deep in this. But then you start reading about it, and
I think
oh
it might be
God.
Thigh-deep. I think he might be thigh-deep.
It might be deeper than that.
But we'll never
waist
know.
Waist-deep in the big muddy.
I mean, you gotta hope that the FBI is really doing its job.
Well, they will. I mean, would baseball be motivated to find out information? The FBI is going to be.
But Alex Rodriguez was on a pace to break the all-time home run record, and they hired private investigators to find out what he was doing.
Right, because baseball hates itself.
They didn't want him to break the record.
But why?
Who knows?
Because Alex is a polarizing figure, Michael. Let me ask you this question. I don't want to drag names, but like you think that they would have went hard after trying to find something on Derek Jeter? Alex Rodriguez, it was easy because a lot of people didn't like him. And he was a liar, and he was a PD guy.
But you got to be fair.
Well,
what's important, what's not?
I agree. Michael, I agree with you. But I'm just saying, like, what they have an appetite for and what they don't is going to be motivated on their bottom line. And right now, I don't think it really helps Major League Baseball to kick Ohtani out.
I'll tell you this, though. As I said earlier, if Ohtani did these terrible things and you kicked him out, you know what? Baseball would be fine.
Oh, of course. And it would be fine. And it would also send a hell of a message, wouldn't it?
It's on every door. That's why Pete Rose is out of the game. You can't gamble. You can't gamble on the sport. Now, that's the one thing they're saying. Well, we never gambled on baseball. And again, I'm a little dubious about that.
Well, how would they know?
I'm not saying Ohtani, but you're in a $4.5 million hole, and the thing you know best, you're not going to go to that.
No, I'm not. I don't necessarily go as far as Michael does in terms of thinking that would be likely. But I also think, how could they know anything right now? This whole story just came to the surface. They don't know anything.
When I'm getting ready for game, I have to be prepared. You guys know that. I have my lineup cards, the latest team stats, and of course my mug of Bigelow tea. For me, it's Bigelow Earl Grey with a smooth taste that keeps my voice in peak condition even when the game goes into extra innings. I refuse to settle, and neither should you. No matter how hectic your day gets, grab your favorite Bigelow tea and take a moment just for you. So grab a mug of your favorite Bigelow tea. Join the millions of fans that make Bigelow number one in New York. Bigelow tea, the official hot tea of the New York Yankees. Well, spring into gear at Bay Ridge Honda, your go-to Honda dealer serving the five boroughs of New York. All March long, drive home one of over 350 new Hondas for $0 down. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. And as always, get an extra $1,500 for your trade-in. Stay tuned for the new Honda Prologue at Bay Ridge Honda in Brooklyn and online at BayRidgeHonda.com. $0 down payment and no payments for 90 days with approved credit for well-qualified buyers only. See dealer for details, ends 3/31/24.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Well, one thing that we haven't even mentioned, Yamamoto made his major league debut today. Gave up 5 runs in the first inning, and the Dodgers lost to the Padres.
Wait.
Both those teams split the first 2 games.
That's not what you want.
No. And Yamamoto said, I know what's wrong. I'll fix it. He better. I wonder if the Yankees and the Mets, who also wanted him terribly, have a little bit of schadenfreude. I wonder.
Well, you're going to have that, obviously. But there was talk that it could take up to a year for him to really find himself. I remember it took the Mets with Senga a while before he was able to feel it. So, listen, it's the first outing. I'm not going to get crazy. But it may not be the year that people expect, but it'll still probably end up being a good signing for them.
But hey, Brett Michaels is coming to PNC Bank Arts Center on Friday, August 30th, and ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets. Enter to win at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Scroll down the contest, submit your entry. Brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Let's go to Perry in Floral Park. What's up, Perry?
What's up, gentlemen? Hope all is well.
What's going on?
This news is a little bit repug, but I know it's Thursday. I had a Would You Wednesday question for you guys, if that's okay.
Sure.
So, Ohtani, that's his best friend. So would you rather take the $4.5 million, eat it, not snitch, or take like maybe $30 million from him and just do some time? Because, you know, if he gets arrested and he goes to jail, he's probably going to go to some minimum white-collar crime federal facility. He's not going to do too much time, a couple of years. Make $30 million, not snitch on the guy, and not say anything about it. Or would you rather take the 4 point, or would you rather just say, hey, you know what? I'm sorry, I'm guilty, and this is the guy who made me do it.
Well, I don't know what he's thinking. I think I take the 30 and go to jail for about a year and a half.
Yeah, I think that's probably the way to go.
But I'll then you'll end up in Leavenworth, and then you're not going to like that. There's
not
no guarantee you'll be in a white-collar jail.
No. So jail, man.
Who wants jail?
I'm good.
Greg in Freeport. Greggy.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's up?
Not much. So I was speaking to the gentleman who pre-screened the call. Look, we're all educated individuals here, right? You know, I'm an operations manager. I look at numbers. I have a company credit card. There's no way on God's green earth am I spending $4.4 million of my company's money without them knowing it and knowing where it's going. Either they're green lighting it, they're saying, yes, go ahead, or the complete opposite, I am stealing the money. It's just hard for me to believe, because I was listening on First Take with the ESPN legal analyst. This was going on for some time. There's no way you don't notice this money missing from your account. You know, and I'm not saying that Shohei Ohtani was gambling, but you knew of this. There's no way, no way you do not know where that much money of yours is going.
Right. He was either funding his friend's gambling addiction, or he was in on it. One of the two.
See, but I'm not sure.
You can't plead ignorance on this.
Greg, I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure that that's necessarily true. Wasn't it true that somebody from the Jaguars took $22 million from them and they didn't find out till years later? And now he got caught? So, listen, if Ohtani has like $300 million in the bank, if $4.5 million is taken out of him, he might not notice. I don't think Ohtani's dropping by the ATM every time he rides to the ballpark. He might not notice. But I don't think that's the case. Because the initial story was that Ohtani wired it to... It's not as if, you know, it was surreptitiously. It's done by a wire transfer, which is very, very legal. There's a reason the government does that and monitors that. Let's go to Doug in Stony Point. Doug.
Yeah, hi, fellas. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okie doke. I was just wondering, could this on some level have something to do with the fact that Ohtani now has deferred all of that money? Now he's only making $2 million a year, and maybe he said to his buddy there, I'll take care of it now, but don't ever come back to me again because I'm not making that much money until I get out of baseball, and you'll be long gone because I'm going back to Japan.
I see the way you're thinking, Doug, but this guy off the field makes more money than he'll ever make on the field. So it's not like he's subsisting on $2 million. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars of income. This guy he endorses everything in Japan. He's a god over there. So, no, I don't think that's the case at all.
And listen, he could bail him out, right? You're going to be – wouldn't you be red hot, Michael?
I'd be furious.
He didn't look like he was furious with him yesterday.
Yeah, he's joking with him. Guy you just know, stole $4.5 million from him?
So, but whether he stole it or whether I had to go bail you out, you want a late-night phone call that somebody was going to break your legs unless I wire $4.5 million to a bookie, I don't know. We might have to just be in a different place from now on for at least a little while before I'm, like, yucking it up with you in the dugout.
Mizuhara said last year in a story, I'm with him all off-season, too. I'm with him 365 days of the year. He had no idea that he was gambling like this. No idea. A little dubious. Little dubious. Just saying. We'll come back. A lot of stuff to peel back with this. The baseball player is almost ready for the season, but you're still holding on to that winter weight. Time to shed that fat. Get ready for the warmer weather of spring with NJ Diet. For over a decade, they've helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water. And you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations close by in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or available from home with live online consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer with njdiet.com.
Get more in a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. More selection, over 750 new vehicles available, and more savings on their entire Mazda lineup. Lease the all-new 2024 Mazda CX-90 Turbo Select all-wheel drive for just $379 a month at Ramsey Mazda. Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 888-885-2891 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN R1148073. MSRP $39,220. Ends 4/1/24.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.